Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. Let's just jump right into fuzzy math.
Fuzzy math.
So this is a retirement planning show, and we're going to talk about how fuzzy math in retirement can be a real problem. Yep. And the first one...
We've got several, but let's talk about one that some people know something about,
yeah,
and some people have never heard of. So it's kind of all over. That math is all over the place. That's
right.
Very fuzzy math. So let's talk about the 4% rule. There's a rule out there in the financial industry that's been out there for decades that says if you pull 4% from your portfolio in retirement, index for inflation, you should be okay and not run out of money. That was the school of thought. And that was an old school of thought.
It was a very famous study that was done in the last century.
Yeah.
And that's the 1900s, not the 1800s. We're old enough where when we say last century, we're thinking 1800s. No, last century was 1900s.
Right.
So it was done in the last century by a guy named William Bingham. And it's pretty well known in financial circles, although I am regularly surprised at how many people have never heard of it.
Yeah, there are people who have never heard of this.
And so, the premise was you've got a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds, 50-50, 60-40, you pull 4% out, everything will be fine. And then tell them, Toni, what happened recently in the last decade or so. They kind of talk to about why that has come under question.
Right. Well, the 4% rule worked great under certain market conditions, they found out, And so what happened was then we had like 2000 and 2001, two, then we had all the way to 2010. So we had an entire decade of when that really, really was not a supported argument, that 4% rule, it really failed. And so what they decided, and they meaning all the experts that run all these analysis and everything, they went back and they redid this study and they looked at markets, current markets, and they went backwards from more current day back and decided that the 4% rule had a big, huge gap and a fault there, because if you live through a decade like 2000 to 2010, that did not work at all. And we have a bunch of data and we've got supporting data.
Well,
we can show
and most
that
people
too,
remember that decade, but take them through kind of the numbers a little bit of why the premise fell apart.
Well, for instance, so like in 2001, we had the big tech bubble. We had all those things happen. So the market dropped so much that, if you're somebody that's pulling out 4% under those circumstances, just to live your life or whatever you're doing to pay your bills and things, that happened first. And then there was a big recovery. The market recovered, everything went well. And then we had 2008. Boom, another one of those huge market drops for different reasons. So that market dropped too. And if you're a human being, you're not just in a stock market portfolio, but you're a human being actually using your money and pulling money out, and you experience these things like everybody did experience these things, but you were actually spending your money to live on.
That's the key. You were pulling money out to live on. 4%
didn't work because you're pulling money out to live on now. So now what you've done is you've sold into two huge market drops just to live your lifestyle.
Those drops averaged,
like 50%.
Yeah.
So the point is, and if you were to actually look at a chart from 2000 to 2010, the market was flat from here to there. From that point, from 2000 to 2010, those 2 points, the market was flat. But let me say this, you can look at certain years within that 10-year period, and the market was up that year. You could, hey, that was a great year. This was a good year. But it didn't matter, because if you were a person, an individual or a couple who was pulling money out to live on during those times, you didn't recover like the market did.
And so let's talk a little bit more about, because for whatever reason, you seem to run into this more than me. And what we're talking about is the 4% rule. Tell the folks a story or two about when people have come in here. They've got somebody that's advising them, mm-hmm, supposedly. Mm-hmm. They're managing their investments, and they are not following this rule even close.
Right.
And so tell a couple of stories about that, or at least one.
Well, there's a couple that came in that come to mind, really, really wonderful people. And the issue really was that nobody actually, they had an advisor, but nobody was actually advising them on what they should be doing. So when they came to
see, they were just investing their money.
They were investing their money, and they needed, and actually they hadn't quite retired yet, and they were needing some money from their savings still. And they were just calling them up and saying, you know, send me this money or send me that, or, you know, those kinds of things. And the advisor, the broker, was doing that. So when they came in to see us, you know, the issue was that nobody had ever really quantified, is this an okay thing to be doing? How much should we be taking? You know, whether it's the 4% rule or, you know, whatever it is, should we be taking this money out? What account should we be spending from first? You know, what kinds of money are we pulling? What's happening with taxes as we pull this money out? You know, there were all these different things that they just weren't getting the information on. And so it was an unraveling, if you will, of like, let's start looking at all of the things that you're doing right now. And let's see what's happening under the hood here. And then how can we make things better? How can we actually structure things in a way where, first of all, we do them the right way and the way that money will last longer, it's more tax efficient. You know, we're doing things in the right way. But also, how can we get them to understand what is happening?
And that's so really what our Retire with Freedom process does, is it helps people understand.
Absolutely.
If you want to understand your retirement, and you want to have a clear, common sense plan, it starts with having us just analyze where you are now and giving you real feedback on that. Would you like to see if Freedom Financial Group and you and your family might be a good fit to work together on your retirement plan? Schedule a 15-minute discovery call with us at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com. And we'll cover any questions you have, explain the Retire with Freedom process, and outline where we can, or perhaps can't, help you with your situation. Again, you can book your call at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com, or by clicking the link in the description of today's episode.
I'm going to do an email question. We haven't done these in a long time.
All right, do an email question.
And, okay, Lisa in Homewood. She's written in and said, I retired toward the end of last year and had planned to take my Social Security in a couple of months when I turned 65. But I've picked up a handful of consulting gigs. Maybe she's a, you know, consult, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's a musician, Tad. No, consulting, that wouldn't be it. She would just say gigs.
She could be training people how to play.
Maybe. Okay. And she's not sure that she'll need the Social Security anytime soon in order to pay her bills. Should she defer it indefinitely? What should she do? And then I think we should actually parlay this into some other questions about we get all the time about people taking Social Security and still working.
Well, at the risk of giving us a shameless plug, what you need is a retirement plan.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what you should do. I know how to figure out what you should do, but here are the things that you need to be thinking about, right? Like, if you don't need your Social Security at all, so if the consulting is going to pay for everything, like it's going to support you,
right?
Then I think that's a pretty easy one. Don't take it in.
Yeah, you're just,
right?
Well, I mean, defer it. Yes, for sure.
Also, if you're younger than full retirement age, you can only earn 19.5 and over at which point you start getting penalized. So if you earn $25,000, you're going to have your Social Security reduced by $1 for every $2 over the 19.5 that you earn. In the year that you turn full retirement age, which depends on when you were born, but you know, it's between 66 and 67. In the year you turn full retirement age, you can earn about 51.5.
I think it's 51.9. Anyway, it goes up all the time.
It changes all the time. So we don't know the exact number off the top of our head because that would make us a robot. So tell her what to think about, though, if it's not enough, like her consulting isn't enough to pay for everything.
Well, it kind of, if consulting's not enough to pay for everything, and it also doesn't say how much she's going to earn for that. I mean, okay, she's going to be 65.
Think of it like a ratio.
All right, let me look at it like this. Let's say this. She's going to be 65, so she's clearly not full retirement age anyway. Mm-hmm. She's under full retirement age.
That's right.
So she's going to get penalized. You know, she's going to get penalized for
only if she's earning more than 19.5.
But I mean, in what world are people going out there and let's assume I think we're going to have to
see. You need a plan.
Yeah. I think, well, here's the thing.
We know how to figure it out. There's just too many missing pieces of data.
I mean, the thing is okay, if you're earning more than 19.5 because you're only 65 years old, which is under full retirement age, then you're going to get penalized. I don't see the point. You're just rolling down the window and throwing half the money out. I mean, right. You know, you're also going to be taxed on it.
Now, when you turn it back on later,
they're supposed to be refunding you some. But,
yeah.
But the other thing, too, is, here's the worst part of it, I think. The worst thing is if you really can get by without taking, if you really can delay it financially.
Because it goes up by 8% every year you delay.
You are completely.
Until age 70.
You're turning your back on that. And here's the other thing about Social Security. There is usually, not always, but usually a cost of living adjustment that Social Security will do once a year. But then Medicare goes up. You know, it's like, okay, thanks, you got a raise here, but we'll take it over here. And the other thing is, even with that living adjustment, it never keeps up with inflation.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisory requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.